What's up, fellas? So I've been talking a lot lately about building attachment, right? So today I wanted to talk about signs that a woman just wants you for sex, all right? And yes, guys, there are those women out there who just want to fuck, all right? We all know that. But here's the thing. Only if she has high interest, obviously, and only if she perceives you as alpha, all right? Those are key, all right? So you want to make sure that you don't lose your alphaness, all right? Remember that. That's key, and I'll get to that later, guys. All right? So just know that when you see a woman doing things that are the opposite of trying to build an attachment, that woman wants sex, all right? That woman wants to fuck, all right? First thing you need to know, guys, is a woman like this probably already has a beta male provider, all right? A boyfriend or a guy that is building towards a boyfriend, so she don't need you for that. All right, what she need is she needs somebody to fuck her. Notice I didn't say have sex with her. She needs somebody to fuck her. All right, the beta male provider is probably having sex with her. You fuck that bitch. All right, that's what she wants. All right, so guys, with a woman like this, when you're with her and stuff like this, you need to make sure you're being masculine and seductive and all this and that type of stuff right there. All right, always, the beta male provider is probably very feminine. What I say about being feminine doesn't mean he's wearing high heels and lipstick and all this and that bullshit. It just means that he's probably very passive. She probably controls the relationship. He doesn't stand up for himself, whatever the case may be. All right? He probably has low sexual market value. All right? She probably puts herself as having way more sexual market value than him. All right? So you need to make sure that she stays looking at you as an alpha. The first sign, guys, is she'll invite you over without a date, all right? So you'll hit a woman up, and every now and then she'll say some shit like, well, I cook some food. If you want a plate, you can stop by. All right, guys, that's a sign that a woman, y'all ain't been on no fucking date, but yet she already cooking plates and shit for you, all right? That's a sign, guys, that she just wants you for sex, all right? Right off the bat, all right? The next thing you'll know is, she won't kiss you or things like this. So this is going to be more like when y'all are having sex and shit like this right here. But doing sex and shit like this here, you'll notice that she don't want to do all the intimate type stuff. All right? Like if you go to try to kiss her or something like this, she might try to turn her head like this, let you kiss on her neck or, you know, the side of her face or whatever the case may be. But she don't want to make direct kissing. That woman just wants you for sex, guys. All right? Doesn't cuddle, all right? When a woman is just fucking with, just wanting to fuck you or whatever, you'll be on the couch with her, because, you know, ain't like you just gonna walk through the door and she gonna rip her clothes off and y'all go to fucking. You still gotta, you know, still gotta get lubed up a little bit, all right? Maybe y'all can get to that after y'all have been fucking a while, but if this is the first time, soon as you come through the fucking door, the woman is not just going to drop on the floor and open her fucking legs, all right? So you'll be sitting on the couch and shit like this, and she'll probably sit a little ways away from you. She's not trying to build an attachment, all right? She's not trying to build a connection, all right? Now, of course, you're going to go make your move and shit like this and go and escalate it to sex, but you'll notice that she won't do the little small stuff that women who are trying to build an attachment or a connection, what they do. She'll stay a little distant from you a little bit. This ain't low interest. She's just not doing things that she's trying to build an attachment. And matter of fact, it's almost like she's trying to make sure she remains detached. All right, guys, to make sure she doesn't build an attachment. All right. Another thing you'll notice, guys, she won't let you spend the night. All right. So let's just say y'all are smashed or whatever the case may be. She'll start, by the time I go to bed. In other words, time you get the hell up out of here, all right? Because during the night, you're going to cuddle, you're going to small talk. That ain't what she wants you for. She wants you to lay the dick and get the fuck up out of there, all right? So you'll notice that when she see your ass getting comfortable or something like this, and any player who done had enough women and done fucked enough women like this will know that she'll get up and start hitting around. It's time, you know, she about to get ready to lay down in bed. That's your cue to get the hell up out of there, all right? When you see, the reason I want y'all to recognize this is because this is easy ass. And this is essentially a woman that has already put herself in your friend zone. You ain't even had the friend zone, all right? She's already put herself in your friend zone, all right? Could be a one-night stand, but if you play your cards right and you good in bed, all All right, this is gonna be the difference between this becoming a one night stand and this becoming a girl that's just a fuck buddy. All right, if she didn't enjoy the sex, that's the end of it. But if you was pretty good in bed, she'll become a regular. All right, so just make sure that you do nothing that acts like you're trying to be a boyfriend. All right, none of that small talk like you're trying to get to know her. All right, well, you see yourself in 5 or 10 years. None of that beta male cuck bullshit. Let the beta male ask some bullshit like that. All right, y'all can talk about some shit on TV that means absolutely nothing, but you don't want to be talking like you're getting to know her. All right, if she asks you something like that, which I fucking doubt, all right, she might ask some harmless like, so have you lived here all your life or something harmless like that, but she's not finna do no deep case study to goddamn learn your ass, all right? And you wanna keep it the same. You don't wanna send off no beta male vibes, all right? She's got you there to lay pipe, do your fucking job. Everybody got a job to do, all right? Let the beta male take her ass out. You just lay pipe, all right? Now, going forward past this night right here, always wait a week or two to hit her up. All right, don't wait 2 or 3 days. That's a boyfriend move. All right, don't do that. You don't want to do nothing that makes it seem like you just coming out. She might not even got a beta male provider. Maybe this girl is just enjoying her life and just want to have casual sex. Who the fuck knows? All right, it doesn't really fucking matter. But what you don't want to do is ruin it by the coming off like you're trying to take it more serious. Most guys get a hit of that ass, and then they start trying to pursue it like a fucking boyfriend. All right, and that's not what she want. When no woman who want a fucking boyfriend acts your ass over the first day. Why? She wants you to respect her. Any woman that is trying to get a relationship or a boyfriend or something of the sort is not going to ask you over like that because she wants you to respect her and think of her as girlfriend quality. By doing that, she knows you're not going to look at her like that. All right? So it's obvious that that's not what she wants. Because if she wanted a boyfriend, she'll be doing things to get you to respect her as a boyfriend. All right, not sleeping with you so fast. So you want to let her know that, hey, I'm cool with just having sex a week or two, hit her up, and then maybe you can say something like, you know, let's order in, you can come over. Do not ask to take her out unless she brings it up. All right, do not ask to bring go out unless if she bring it up, hey, when we gonna go out or something like that, then you can say, hey, let's meet for drinks or something like that, if that's what she want to do. But if she doesn't bring it up, just invite her over. Now, the little attachment you is going to build with a girl like this, and attachment is pretty much going to be a sexual attachment. It's not a, you know, a connection or nothing like that. This is more like a sexual connection. Is the sex going to have to be good, and you're going to have to remain in your masculine frame. She has to see you as an alpha male. All right? A woman is not finna trade a beta male straight up sex for sex. It don't work that way. All right? If she starts seeing you as beta, she either going to lose interest or she going to want you to start doing shit. All right, buying shit, do something. All right, because she thinks that she needs to be compensated for fucking you. If she sees you as an alpha male and you carry yourself as an alpha male, she'll trade you straight up sex for sex. All right, so you don't want to do nothing that makes you come off as beta. All right, so wait a week or two, at least a week. All right, at least a week, hit her up and invite her over. All right, that's how you handle that, guys. Alright, so make sure you pay attention to those signs. It's very key. A lot of you guys have had one night stands and y'all guys just wondering what the fuck went wrong. Well, what went wrong was you probably pursued too soon after it, thinking like, oh, I think this girl want a boyfriend. No, she just wants some fucking dick. Or you wasn't good in bed, you didn't do everything you supposed to been did with the foreplay and got it right. Whatever the case may be, but you didn't do it right and the girl just wanted sex, guys. Alright, so make sure y'all guys pay attention to those signs when a girl just wants sex. Very key. Alright, and I had another guy wanted to know what were the benefits. Pretty much, to sum it up, it seemed like he was just asking me what were some benefits to being in a relationship. Because I talk about being red pill and being single and shit like this. But as all you guys know, I have been in relationships in the past. And there are some benefits to being in a relationship. Alright, listen, I'll be lying if I say it wasn't. All right, compared to now to when I was in a relationship, oh, I definitely could find some benefits. First off the bat, right off the top, I was able to save a shitload of money. All right, shitload of money. Guys, dating, if you out here and you got a rotation and you dating these women, even if you're keeping it cheap and shit like this, you're going to spend a lot more money because you dating 5 women, 6 women. You ain't just met these women, goddamn, you know, at the corner down the street. to meet these women, what you're doing, you're out, you're going to clubs, you're going to doing a lot of social events and shit, you're spending money there, all right? So dating is very expensive, all right? So if you're in a relationship, one thing right off the bat, I know I was able to save a fuckload of money. Easy. It startled me how much money I was able to save when I was in a relationship. It literally, when I think back on it now, I probably could save up God knows how much. If I was to get in a relationship for a year right now, God knows how much money I can save up. All right, because I was able to save a shitload of money when I was in a relationship. Another thing, guys, I was able to stay focused on my purpose. Now, if a lot of you guys right now are having this trouble of trying to fuck these hoes to sleep and stay on your purpose. All right, when I was in a relationship, it was very easy for me to grind. Alright, because I know my girl's gonna hang out on the weekend, but right now what you guys are having an issue of doing is you're having an issue of trying to have a rotation, have something to fuck, and stay on your purpose. When you got guaranteed booty, you don't have that problem because you know, okay, me and my girl gonna get together on Saturday. Or when I was in a relationship, I actually lived with the girl, so I had in-house booty at night. Alright? Opposed to where if you're a single guy and you on your purpose, you always wondering where your next piece of ass gonna come from, all right? So when I was in a relationship, I was able to stay more on my purpose because I know I had guaranteed booty, all right? Another thing was avoiding bad dates. Guys, as we all know, we dating and shit like this. We date some crazy ass bitches, all right? We date feminists, we date girls with bad attitudes, we date gold diggers. You can, when you go out with these girls, especially for the first time, you don't know what the fuck you're getting. And if you're doing online dating, God knows who the fuck is going to show up. All right, she looked one way on this picture, and here she show up looking like King Kong. You just never fucking know. And now I got to be nice because I don't want to be a fucking asshole and say, look, you gained 30 pounds, bitch. I'm the fuck out of here, all right? So just avoiding bad dates, having to go through that bullshit, all that bullshit. I remember being out with my girl and shit. We would be out on Saturday night, and I would just think, man, I feel so sorry for the guys that got to go to the club tonight and try to hope they can meet a girl to get laid and shit like that. You remember saying that to myself, like, damn, I'm so glad I don't got to deal with that bullshit no more. All right. So, guys, those are the things I've noticed with being in a relationship. You avoid bad dates. I was able to save a shitload of money. It is crazy. Y'all guys don't even realize how much money you be blowing when you out here clubbing or going to this social event or going on that little date or going on this date, seeing that girl. Y'all guys have no fucking idea. If ever come a time to where y'all guys are able to sit your ass down for 6 months, you'll be like, I can't believe I saved this much fucking money. It is startling. It's just, it adds up little here, little there. You don't even think about it, all right? But if you guys was to get in a relationship and you had a girl that cook and shit like this, and maybe y'all went out on Saturday or something like that, but say she cooked most of the time, and most of the time y'all just chilled or you was on your purpose, it is startling how much money you blow just doing a date here, a date there, an outfit here, an outfit there, because you know you got to look good, all right? Opposed to where if you got a girl that's stationary at the house, it is just mind-boggling how much money you blow dating and doing all this and other shit, guys. You'd be surprised. All right, guys. But getting back to the first point, guys, make sure you pay attention to the signs when a woman just want to fuck, all right? All that cuddling shit, kissing, a woman who just want to fuck, she's not going to do it. She doesn't want to build that attachment, all right? She won't let you fucking spend the night. What you going to do spend the night? You going to cuddle. Y'all going to talk. She don't want to talk to your ass. Get your ass up out of here, all right? She don't want to build a connection, all right? She want to keep it strictly dickly, all right? So make sure y'all guys pay attention to those signs, man. It's very key. She'll invite you over. With no girl who is looking for a relationship and want a dude to respect her ever ask a guy to come back over her house before they even went out on a date. No way in fucking hell. Even a first date, probably. All right. Even a woman that's really looking for a relationship or something like that will at least make you wait to the second date. Because even if she got crazy high interest, she would still want that respect. She would still want you to respect her a little bit to even classify her as a girl. Women are not stupid. They know if they do something too fast with anybody, that's going to take them out of the girlfriend or wifey category, all right? Now, we already know it's guys out here good at seducing, and I would make that the only exception and shit like that because I'm one of them. But by and large, women going to make you wait at least to the second date just so you can respect them, all right, guys? So make sure you pay attention to the signs, and once you recognize the signs, proceed the proper way. All right. Wait a week. She's not looking for a boyfriend. Do not hit this girl up in 2 or 3 days. All right. She is not looking for no fucking boyfriend. If you do shit like that, you're going to turn off. I can promise you, you're going to turn off. That's not what she's looking for. All right, guys. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.